I'm Brent from the KBPS staff, and my guest is newly selected Rose Festival Princess Zinnia Shirokman of Cleveland
Oh.
High School. You're a Rose Festival Princess. How does that feel?
I'm very, very excited. I'm definitely very relieved. I know that me and the two other candidates, Claire and Eliana, put a lot of hard work and a lot of effort into this event and this experience. So I'm extremely excited and extremely thankful that I get to represent Cleveland High School as their 2022 princess.
Why did you want to become a Rose Festival princess?
Growing up, I've always seen the Rose Festival princesses in all their glory. I actually know one of the Rose Festival princesses from Cleveland High Schools who ended up being queen. So seeing her and all of the amazing opportunities and the achievements that she was able to accomplish through this opportunity gave me a lot of hope and a lot of confidence that I could too one day be able to accomplish all those things.
How does this feel like being a Rose City Festival princess?
It was really, really exciting. I know that I had a lot of people to support me, and I'm very happy to know that all the hard work that I put into really paid off, and all of basically everything that I did got me to where I am now.
How did your community react when you won?
They were really, really excited. The biggest supporters I've had, other than like my family, was definitely my wrestling team. They were there when I took my interview. I took my interview in some random closet at Century High School at my regional wrestling tournament. So to see them all in the crowd really made me happy, and I felt so supported by everyone in the Cleveland community.
Why is this important to you?
I want to represent Cleveland not only as myself, but I want to represent the whole school and to show people that we are a community who strives for acceptance, who strives for love, and who wants everyone at Cleveland to know that they have a right in the community and they deserve to be here.
How did you find the confidence to even begin this process?
I don't, I guess. I just wanted to be a part of the Cleveland community in so many ways. I am one of the promotional leads for athletic PR as well as a member of the Executive Student Council. So I saw this as a way for me to get more involved with the school in a positive way and to have positive outreach with my community.
Can you talk about this year's theme and what does that mean to you?
This year's theme was Rose City Reunion, and due to the COVID-19 pandemic over the last 2 years, the Rose City and Rose Festival hasn't fully been able to participate in their events or activities. They were able to have a coronation, but to me, it just means bringing the Portland community back together again. Growing up, I always went to the Rose Festival, going to the Starlight Parade, were events that I always went to with my family. So I think that this year's reunion is going to bring together the community and Portland as it has done in prior years.
Can you tell us about everything you do inside and outside of school, like any hobbies or whatnot?
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for asking. I love doing sports. I am a very athletic person. I'm a three-sport athlete competing in cheer during the fall, and I was named one of three captains. I compete in wrestling during the winter, and I'm on the varsity girls team, and then I compete in track and field during the spring, which I was just named captain earlier this week, and I am a varsity thrower doing all three throws. I am a part of my school's executive cabinet, being one of two public representatives. I'm also part of my school's building consent culture at CHS, which is a new class that we have created, and I'm very excited to be a part of it. And then I am the leadership representative or the leadership person for all athletic PR, and I actually help run the school's Instagram account.
Can you talk about that class?
Yeah, so the advanced leadership class, I've been a part of it for 3 years now. It is by far one of my favorite classes. I can come in and I always have a great time. We're always having fun in there, but we always have a purpose in what we're doing. We want students at Cleveland to feel accepted, and especially coming back after not having a real school year for over a year and a half, we want students to have their morale up, to have school spirit, and to know that Cleveland is a great place for them to be.
When I was reading your bio, it said you got into an early childhood development.
Yes, I would really, really want to become a child, either a special education teacher, or I'd love to get my degree in childhood development and open up a daycare facility that caters to special needs children. I believe that all children deserve the right to childcare, and even special needs children deserve it because people have lives and people have kids, and kids deserve everything.
It also says you like to bake.
I love to bake. Recently in over quarantine, I really got into baking. I remember my mom for my birthday, she got me a set of cheesecake making tins, and I was really excited about that. So baking and cooking is something I've really come to enjoy, and it's something I've thought about professional or career-wise. I've thought about becoming a pastry chef sometime in my life.
What's your favorite thing to even bake?
I would definitely say cakes. I really have become into cake decorating. I love making tiered cakes and decorating them. One of the best cakes I made was for my parents' wedding anniversary last year.
Thank you very much for taking your time to be here today. I've been speaking
Thank
with the
you
Rose Festival
so
Princess Zinnia Sher Rockman from Cleveland High School. I'm Brent, reporting from the AM 1450 KBPS.